A light town meeting scheduled this week provides opportunity for participation in two other related events. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with an outlook on the week of October 5 through October 11, 2025. Some people are saying, why is Franklin exploring a new police station? You can check out the existing conditions of the station at 911 Panther Way to see why Chief T.J. Lynch claims this is not sized for appropriate police functions today. It was built in 1991 when the staffing was in the 30s. Now the staffing is almost double that, and the locker room space alone doesn't cover the female officers and staff, never mind provide adequate room for the male staff and all the gear required for their duty today. There is an open house and tour of the facility scheduled for Sunday, October 5, beginning at 6 p.m. Come, walk through the station, talk with the chief and others about the planning process. The election season is also fully underway. Candidate interviews are being made available so all the residents and voters can cast an informed ballot either by mail, early voting at the town clerk's office beginning October 17th, or at the high school gymnasium on Tuesday, November 4th from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. There is also a candidate meet and greet at Teddy Gallagher's on Wednesday, October 6th, beginning at 6 p.m. The candidate interviews can be found in the 2025 election collection on franklin.news. As more are conducted and released, they will be added to the page. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page. The TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. Quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with a look back on the week of September 28 through October 4, 2025. The school committee conducted its shortest meeting of the calendar year on Tuesday, September 30th. There were updates on transportation, the Franklin Education Legacy Fund process, and thanks to Senator Rausch and State Rep Roy for their earmarks in the recent state budget, which were confirmed received by the school district. The school committee meeting recap in audio and video links are available on franklin.news. The Conservation Commission met on Thursday, October 2nd. The video is available for replay by Franklin TV, also at franklin.news. On the high school athletic front, Franklin TV live streamed Franklin High School volleyball Monday the 29th, boys soccer Tuesday, September 30th, and the football on Friday, October 3rd. The election season is fully underway. Candidate interviews are being made available so all the residents and voters can cast an informed ballot, either by mail, early voting at the town clerk's office beginning October 17th, or at the high school gymnasium on Tuesday, November 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. The candidate interviews can be found in the election collection on franklin.news. As more are conducted and released, they will be added to the page. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted to the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. Quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters.